Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on an episode from the life of patriarch Jacob. It is reported in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 10 to 22. I read a passage from that episode. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." He called that place Bethel. Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 18. He called that place Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. It's a place where Jacob had a revelation. We know the situation Jacob was in. The very name, Jacob, is the one who supplants the other, takes the place of the other. Jacob was a coward, and he was also a cheat. He cheated his brother, and he cheated his father. From his brother, he got the right of the firstborn, and on the strength of that, he cheated his father and got also the blessing. Now, Esau, the elder brother, was angry and decided to kill him. So Jacob thought, and he was running away. Jacob was running away from his brother who wanted to kill him. Jacob was running away from his own guilty conscience. And he was running to the faraway Haran. But before he reached anywhere, he fell asleep on the roadside. A person, guilt-ridden, coward, running away, and very unhappy and afraid. A man who is thoroughly defeated. He lies down and he sleeps. A totally defeated person. In this failure, in this defeat, comes God to him. Above him, the heavens open. And in a vision, Jacob sees God seated at the top of a ladder, and the ladder is reaching down to his head on the ground. And upon this ladder were angels going up and down. Heavens opened above the head of a runaway criminal. Very strange. Strange things happen, and that's what the story of salvation is all made of. Jacob is accepted by God in spite of his guilt, in spite of his cowardice. God doesn't complain, God doesn't condemn him, and God doesn't criticize him. No criticism, no judgment. Only promises. If you read the passage, you'll see God is giving him a number of promises. That I will be with you, I'll bring you back, etc. And that was a great revelation for Jacob. He woke up and he realized that this was not just a dream. God had appeared to him in a dream. That gave him strength. That gave him strength to continue on in his life. And that place is called Bethel. He called that place Bethel, house of God. Bethel should remind us that God is with us in our failures, in our weaknesses, and even in our sins. When we are afraid, when we are guilt-ridden, when we have the guilt complex or inferiority complex or whatever complex that haunt us, don't forget that God is there. God is with us. That is Bethel. Bethel can be anywhere, anywhere in our lives, anywhere on the path of our long march to heaven. Even in our failures, God will be with us. Only open our eyes. Open our eyes to the heavens that are opened above us. God is watching on us. In our failures, in our disasters and tragedies, He is keeping watch like a mother over a child, over a sick child, not hating, not condemning, not judging, but loving. And that loving presence of God in all our lives will be experienced. And this should be a reminder in the word Bethel. When we hear Bethel, remember that God is with us. God is here, Jacob said. God was here, but I did not realize it. In all our life situations, God is there present. Only if we can open our eyes, open our hearts, we can sense His presence. Let God come into our lives. Open our eyes. Amen.